Proclamation number 5711 of 29th of June, 1953. Warning to intersperse spiritual receptions with ideas. To draw from the fullness of the Spirit also means complete independence from all knowledge that is brought to a human being from outside. Whoever is allowed to draw from the fullness of the Spirit should, as far as possible, keep himself free from other knowledge so that the received spiritual knowledge is not interspersed with knowledge which has been intellectually gained and therefore does not need to correspond to the truth. Where divine strength is obviously active, this supply of strength should only ever be increased, but this can only happen through increased loving activity and constant demand for divine strength. But knowledge should never be added as a supplement which has a different origin than the source of divine love, the working of the Spirit of God. Then the pure truth will also remain, then no falsification will occur. It can be spoken of the pure word of God which finds access from above to a person who denies access to all other spiritual knowledge. And therefore it is advisable to only ever adhere to spiritual receptions and to shut oneself off from the world, i.e., from thought material which in a certain sense can be called worldly if it originates from intellectual knowledge, if it is gained through study, if it is worldly recognized and advocated by people who have not yet found the intimate contact with God which results in the working of the Divine Spirit. Where the Word of God is conducted from above to earth, there is a fresh spring from which the living water flows forth without any turbidity, pure and clear and full of vitality. And this spring must be carefully guarded against contamination. The water of life must be drunk as pure as it flows from it. It should not be mixed with an additive because then it loses its strength. It is a most delicious gift which is offered to you humans through God's great love. Let yourselves be satisfied with this gift and resist those who want to bring you the same, which you cannot acknowledge as the same because it was not commanded to you from above. The will may be good, but you should set your will against it and keep the word from above pure. You should not agree to a coalition which only means a danger for the pure truth. Go into silence yourselves from time to time and listen within and examine your feelings, which will express themselves defensively if spiritual knowledge other than that received from above is supplied to you. God gives the truth, but people are not content with it. They try to improve it and add to it or take away from it as it seems right to them. Yet they thereby reduce the value of divine revelations. They deprive the word of the strength which only the word received directly from God contains. God's word has strength and affects every willing soul, and it truly needs no addition from human mouths. And it will retain its strength as long as it is kept pure, as long as the human being only listens to the voice of him who makes himself known to him through the Spirit. Amen.